Welcome to the Warriors of Grace podcast, hosted by Dave Jenkins. Warriors of Grace is about helping men from generation to generation become gospel men in private, in the home, in the church, and in public through the Word of God. Now for today's episode, let's join our host, Dave Jenkins.
Well, welcome back, men, to the Warriors of Grace podcast. My name is Dave, and I'm the host for this show. And today, we're going to continue our series, Prayer and the Sufficiency of Christ. This is episode number 8. It's titled, Deliver Us from Evil. We're going to look today at Matthew 6:13, which says, "And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil." Now, we considered, you know, a little bit of the Lord's Prayer, and I got a little bit, as I was planning this series and recording it, I made a little bit of a mistake. We should have covered this previously, but you know what? Mistakes can be fixed, and so that's what this episode is about, is making sure that we do cover everything in the Lord's Prayer, and this is really important. Now, this episode, the reason for this series, just to remind us, is our prayer life is, God's Word has so much to say about prayer and how our prayer lives are, you know, not just to be about our, you know, petitions and our cares and casting them on the Lord, but also praying for other people. And so I hope that you're finding this series helpful. And so the Lord's Prayer, it includes three petitions that we pray for ourselves and our loved one. First, we ask God to supply our daily bread in Matthew 6:11. That is to supply for our physical needs. Second, we ask God to forgive us of our sins, as he says in Matthew 6:12, which is a petition for our Lord to meet our spiritual need for forgiveness. And then today in Matthew 6:13 is the final petition in the Lord's Prayer in which we ask him to meet one of our specific needs. We ask him for protection when we pray that he lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. And when we ask God not to lead us into temptation, we're not saying, "God, please do not tempt me to sin." James 1:13 says, "God cannot be tempted with evil, and he himself tempts no one." Our Creator is mortally incapable of being an agent of temptation. The world, the flesh, and the devil are all sources of direct temptation for us, but God is not the one tempting us. He sovereignly permits the world, the flesh, and the devil to tempt us, and thereby establishing in his sovereign decree that temptation will come. But he is not the tempter and is never morally blameworthy for evil or sin. God does not tempt people to sin. However, in permitting our temptation, he does test us. He does examine us. The Lord established a test for Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden when he forbade them from eating of the forbidden tree. But he did not tempt our first parents. Satan did. Similarly, the Lord tested Job by allowing Satan to interfere in his life and to tempt him to curse God. But our Maker, our Creator, our covenant Lord did not introduce temptation into Job's life. And when we acknowledge the reality that God tempts no one and looks at the grammatical structure of Matthew 6:13, we understand what the petition for protection in the Lord's Prayer is asking. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. It exhibits synonymous parallelism, a grammatical convention frequently used by the Jews. And so in synonymous parallel, two lines express the same truth, but in different ways. And so deliver us from evil tells us what it means for God not to lead us into temptation. And as many English translations recognize, the line is better translated, deliver us from the evil one, that is Satan. And so the petition is asking the Lord to preserve us from a time of testing, to keep us safe from temptations of the devil. You see, God will not allow Satan to snatch any of his children out of his hand. And one of the ways in which he keeps us in his hand is in our prayers for deliverance, for help and perseverance. We pray to the Lord to protect us from Satan so that we may do God's will. And so we will press on and remain faithful to the Lord in all times of testing. And so let us pray daily for protection from the devil and for grace to remain faithful to Christ. And as recorded in the gospel according to Matthew, the final words of the Lord's Prayer are, "Lead us not into temptation," Matthew 6:13. But how can Jesus speak such words? Does not the Bible tell us that God doesn't tempt anyone, as James 1:13 says? And this verse has the potential to cause us much consternation, much trouble. But looking at a couple of different grammatical considerations is going to help us to understand what Jesus means here in Matthew 6:13. Matthew 6:13 need not refer to a direct enticement to sin that we typically associate with the word temptation. If our Savior was implying that the Father can lure us into sin, then he would be contradicting the witness of Scripture. But this is not what he's saying. Even though the Lord does not allure us with sin, the Bible is clear that the Lord allows his people to go through times of testing. Jesus was tested in the wilderness by Satan as a means to fulfill his vocation as a second Adam. In this case, the Creator permitted the devil to entice the Messiah to sin, but God himself was not the agent of temptation. And when Jesus asked the Father to lead us not into temptation, he is imploring him to not allow his people to face an insurmountable test in which our enemy tempts us to sin. And so the parallel clause, "but deliver us from evil," in Matthew 6:13, shows that this is true. The word poneros is the Greek term behind evil in this passage, but this word is better translated evil one. Jesus therefore shows us that we should pray for protection against Satan. And so we might pray, "Lord, please do not let me be exposed to a time of testing in which I will face the full fury of the devil's assault. Protect me from the enemy and deliver me from his hands." As those dependent upon the Spirit, as Galatians 5:16 says, we should pray daily to be delivered from Satan's assault. The Father may allow testing, times of testing, to come our way, but he promises to sustain us and to help us to remain faithful to him, and he provides a way of escape out. All we have to do, this prayer shows us, is to ask him for help. When we are faced with the onslaught of temptation and evil, let us implore the Lord for rescue. Satan, Revelation 12:10, is called the accuser of the brethren because he likes to make us feel as if God has not forgiven us. But guilt is an objective reality. And if we have turned to Christ, if we are in union with him, if we have been cleansed objectively, truly, and in reality, if you think the Lord holds your past against you, pray for deliverance from the evil one and know you are forgiven because of Christ. And pray also for Christian brothers and sisters who are having trouble embracing the Lord's mercy. This is another reason, brothers and sisters, why we need one another, why we need to understand and grow in our understanding of our prayer life. Our prayer life is to be rooted in the Word of God. Our theology, our practice of prayer really matters because it shows how sound our theology really is. And so we also need to, we're going to consider this later, but just as a preview, that's why we need to look at Hebrew passages like Hebrews 2:17-18 and Hebrews 4:14-18. Because what these, Hebrews 4:14-16, there is no verse 18 there in Hebrews 4. My mistake. I make mistakes from time to time. You know, it doesn't happen very often and we can laugh about it. We can have fun with it. But here's the thing. Hebrews 2:17-18 and Hebrews 4:14-16 are really important to understand in our prayer lives because there we learn that Christ is, he understands, he sympathized with us in our weakness, but he never sinned. He was completely and utterly sinless. And this means that we can completely and utterly trust him. And we are completely and utterly dependent on him. And yet he still invites us. He summons us, as Hebrews 4 tells us, to the throne of grace to find help in time of need. And we need this. We need the help that God provides. We need the grace that God provides. This is why Ephesians 1 tells us that the grace of God superabounds towards those who belong to Christ. We belong to him. If you are in union with him, you belong to him. And that means that you are to enjoy this, your union and your communion with Christ. You are to enjoy it. You are to spend time with the Lord. And our prayer lives expose our theology in ways that are significant. This is why we need to be growing in and be shaped by more by the Lord and by His Word and by personal Bible study and corporate worship. We need to be in fellowship, close fellowship with other brothers and sisters so that we can grow, so that we can fight against temptation as it comes. In fact, temptation, it provides an opportunity to see really where we're at. Really where we're at. And if you think about it, that in and of itself is a convicting thought, because you know what? How many times have you been driving and, you know, something, some word that you normally probably would never say comes out of flying out of your mouth. And you're like, where did that even come from? Or maybe you're just so accustomed to using swear words and you don't even think about it anymore. When was the last time that you took the time to think about that? Why do you do that? Why do you get so angry at other people who cut you off? Why are you in such a rush to get out of church that you would cut off somebody? And on and on. Think about these things this week and start to pray for the Lord's help. And start to understand the many ways in which you presume on the grace of God. When was the last time you took some time to be thankful to the Lord, as 1 Thessalonians 5 talks about? When you drive, when you go to the store, when you go to work and come back, when was the last time you asked the Lord for help as you drive to your workplace and then thank the Lord when you get there? Or even when you stop, thank you, Lord, for helping me to get to this place. And then you ask the Lord to help you to get to the next place, and so on and so forth. And when you get home, you thank the Lord for His help at your job and in driving to and fro, and so on and so forth. When was the last time you gave thanks to the Lord? We need the Lord's help in every way, and at all times. And the Lord is there. He is our help. He is the one who is sufficient in and of Himself. And He ever lives to make intercession for us. So this week, I just want you guys to think about that and to be reminded. You remind yourself of the glory of Christ, who has come to die in your place and for your sin, to be buried and to rise again. He now, if you are a child of God, He indwells you. He empowers you to the end to give honor and glory to the name of Christ, both now and always. So, men, I want to thank you for listening and for watching this episode of the Warriors of Grace podcast. Until next week, may the Lord bless you and keep you.
Thank you for listening to the Warriors of Grace podcast. If you enjoyed the show today, please subscribe, leave a rating on the app, and share our episode with your friends and family. If you want to, you can follow us on Instagram at Servants of Grace, on Twitter at Servants of Grace, or search Servants of Grace on Facebook. You can also find our show on the front page of the website servantsofgrace.org.